Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Nininem Hang Singh. Nagaland Governor Nandkishore Yadav has called for strengthening higher education through quality faculty development, research and entrepreneurship. He said this while speaking after inaugurating the Academic Staff College and the Naturopathy, Physiotherapy and Medical Laboratory Science Units at the International University Nagaland in Chumukedima yesterday. He said the new Academic Staff College would promote lifelong learning and pedagogical excellence among teachers, noting that investing in faculty creates a multiplier effect by benefiting generations of students. Governor Yadav also said that the new health sciences facilities would integrate traditional wellness systems with modern medical sciences while serving as diagnostic centers for the surrounding communities. Encouraging students to become job creators rather than job seekers, he urged them to use innovation and entrepreneurship to address Nagaland's local challenges.
In an era defined by automation and artificial intelligence, your spirit, competence and ethical commitment will set you apart, not just fit into create school spots, build new enterprises, discover new solutions and use your education to solve the localized challenges of Nagaland.
The governor also called on faculty members to foster critical thinking, ethics and research, focus on the state's unique socio-economic and geoclimatic needs. Union Minister Prahlad Joshi will be the new education minister following the resignation of Dharmendra Pradhan. Mr. Joshi has been assigned the charge of the Ministry of Education in addition to his existing portfolios of consumer affairs, food and public distribution, and new and renewable energy. President Draupadi Murmu has accepted the resignation of Dharmendra Pradhan from the Union Council of Ministers with immediate effect. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people in the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani today at 11 a.m. It will be the 136th episode of the monthly radio program. More from our correspondent.
The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, the Akashvani website and the News on Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of the Akashvani, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast.
Department of Animal Husbandry and Veterinary Services in collaboration with Angit Yongpang Development Board held the launching program of the Livestock Insurance Scheme covering all villages under the 24 Angit Yongpang Assembly Constituency in Mokokchung District. The scheme aims to provide affordable insurance coverage for livestock owners, with beneficiaries having to pay only 15% of the premium, while the remaining 85% will be subsidized by the central and state governments. Speaking at the program, Advisor for Water Resources Tongpang Ozukum said that he would sponsor the premium for the first phase of the scheme and encouraged wider participation. Director of Animal Husbandry and Veterinary Services, Kokehebi Gwiri, said the scheme covers up to 10 cattle units per household and that African swine fever is not currently covered under the scheme. In view of the deteriorating road condition caused by incessant rainfall, Dimapur District Administration 6 has imposed restrictions on the movement of 10-wheeler and other heavy motor vehicles carrying heavy loads beyond the permissible limit on National Highways 29 and 2 with immediate effect in an order issued yesterday. Commissioner and DDMA Chairman Dr. Tino Jongshi Chang said the measure aims to ensure public safety, prevent traffic congestion and minimize damage to roads and other public infrastructure. Vehicles will be allowed to ply on the road in unavoidable cases, however, prior permission must be obtained from the competent authority. The DDMA has directed the traffic police and other enforcement agencies to strictly enforce the order and warned that violators would face action under the relevant rules. The restrictions will remain in force until further orders. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.